Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Dirt and Sprague.
Whittington again to the right of Dante. Two receivers out to the right. H-back right. And the stamp back to throw. A little play action to the end zone. Back shoulder throw. Catch made. Was he in? Touchdown, McClellan!
Andy Dirt Johnson. Brandon Sprague.
Minute 19 to go. Fourth down and 16. Last gasp time for South Carolina. Sellers being chased. Sellers looking nothing. Trying to run against Howell. Can't get by him. Taken down. Turnover on downs. And the greatest comeback in Texas A&M history is complete.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, welcome back in. Hour number two. Dirt and Sprague here, 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network. Good morning. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope your weekend was great. It's a wet and rainy one, but, you know, we move on. Holiday season is amongst us.
Had him in the fanny.
Yes. Yes, you do.
Got your holiday shopping done yet? Make your Christmas list yet?
I don't have one of the gifts done, but I have your gifts.
Oh, you got gifts?
Gifts.
I got to start thinking about that.
Oh.
I'm usually a last second guy, and then
Are
I forget,
you?
And then it's like, oh, that's right, we're doing a gift thing.
Of the three of us, do you feel like you've had the least, like, memorable ones?
Probably.
You're like, here's a coffee mug.
Yeah, well, you got me a coffee mug last year. That was my gift.
Yeah?
You did?
That's Big Ten champs?
Big Ten champs. I still use it.
There was a significance to the coffee mug. I meant, yeah. Like, do you just feel like you don't put a lot of thought? You're just a last minute guy?
Yeah, that's exactly who I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I still use my Pac-2 champs.
Do you?
Yeah.
How about that? Yeah, that's right. I did coffee mugs last year.
You got me an Eli Drinkwitz shirt last year, and I burned it.
You did?
No, I still have
it. You haven't worn it, though.
No, I'm not wearing that in public.
Why?
I'm not wearing an Eli Drinkwitz. I wore it one time around the neighborhood, walking around, and somebody asked me who it was. And I'm like, I don't even want to get into this. I'm not wearing this outside the house ever again. This is never happening. Like, you grab the shirt off the top of the dresser, like, all right, I'll just wear this today. And then, damn it, I'm wearing my Drinkwitz shirt. Now I got to walk around town answering questions for Eli Drinkwitz. I'm not putting myself in that spot.
Well, much like us giving each other.
You played your record yet?
No, I haven't. Okay. No, I haven't. I can't. I can't even touch it. It makes me.
I bought you some weed last year, and I got you some booze. I thought that was pretty solid.
Yeah, no, I'm solid. I love your gift.
I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah. I just, the way you're like, oh, I'm a last minute guy, just feels like, oh, I'm gonna grab that and that's gonna be good.
This is what you're gonna get.
You can always count on us giving each other gifts. You can also always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local live NFL game every Sunday all season long. $30 for the first year. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started. We have a lot to get to here in the second hour of the program.
Yes, we do.
I don't know where the ticker's going. I'm kind of in this weird position where I
slightly swung and miss on the ticker guest.
Yeah, we attempted.
Swag sent a text for the ticker and swung and miss. And so, like, I'm just kind of in a weird, like, I don't want to do it.
Okay.
You do it.
Oh, you do. You figure it out. You figure that thing out.
We roll on, though, in the second hour. We talked a lot of NFL in the first. So Oregon took care of their business on Friday night.
That they did.
Yeah, I don't know if I have a lot of takeaways. They put up 500 yards of offense. That's the fifth time this season they've put up 500 yards of offense. Now, it is Minnesota, but would you care to guess who ranks nationally, not conference, who ranks nationally in plays 20-plus yards down the field?
I would care to guess the Oregon Ducks.
Ooh. Correctamundo. Hey. Who ranks top three in 30-plus yards down the field plays?
It's the Oregon Ducks there. That's going to be my guess. Okay.
And who ranks top 10 in 50-plus yard plays down the field?
I'm going to guess the Oregon Ducks.
Correctamundo.
Hey, look at that.
Been a weird season because it feels like some of the takeaway is the offense is meh. And then you look at some of the advanced stats, and it backs it up. Now, they did do it again against Minnesota.
Sure.
A lot different to do it against Iowa versus Minnesota. But a nice showing. They took care of their business, and now they get ready for the real test, which is this weekend with the L.A. school coming to town.
The last two games of the year are going to be a lot of fun. We knew that Friday was basically a formality. It's just a question of, is it going to be uncomfortable? Are they going to do something stupid? Are they going to let Minnesota hang around? And the answer to all that was no. They came out and scored immediately on their opening drive. They had not scored on an opening drive in a game since the Oregon State game, I think? Or the Oklahoma State game? It had been a minute since they scored on an opening drive.
No, it definitely wasn't the Oklahoma State game, because that was the first run was up the middle, remember?
Yeah, they scored on their opening drive. I'm just saying, I don't think they did against Oregon State, and I don't think they did against Northwestern. So it had been a minute since they scored on their opening drive. So to come out and just get the ball first, you go down the field, you score, it's like, all right, that was nice to see. The only thing that needed to be corrected, I don't think their offense has been meh. I think their passing game at times has been meh.
Okay.
They have one of, if not the best, rushing offense in all of college football.
No doubt. You're right.
Their
backs are
averaging nearly 7, 8, 9 yards per carry. It happened again this weekend. Whittington averaged 9 yards a carry. Davidson averaged 8 yards a carry. They were breaking off chunk runs. They only had a combined 15 carries between the two of them, and it went for almost 140 yards on 15 carries. So those two guys have been dominant. Their offensive line switched up the guards a little bit. Not quite sure why they did that. Harkey was back this week. So the offensive line was doing what they needed to do when they were running the ball, and that's never been a question or a concern about Oregon. I think even when you look at their lone loss this year, one of the primary reasons they lost that game was because at the time they hadn't found their identity as an offense yet. And I think their identity now, they know, is a downhill, powerful running team. And I think that's going to be the MO this weekend against USC. We're going to run it until you can stop it.
Yeah.
We're more physical than you, we're bigger than you, we're stronger than you, and you can't slow us down at the point of attack. And then off of that, you're going to get play action boot and Dante Moore with all day to throw because the defense is so geared up on trying to slow down the rushing attack. The passing offense has not been terrible this year. It just has had weeks where it's looked clunky. And I think the question has been, is it a Dante thing? Is it an opponent thing? The last couple of weeks, has it been a weather thing?
I was going to say Wisconsin and Iowa both. One is,
they're played in monsoons. It's hard to throw the football in those
settings.
And
wind in Wisconsin makes it really difficult.
So I think that was the biggest takeaway from the game was, and it was the only thing I asked for going into Friday. I don't have a lot of questions about Oregon's defense. They did exactly what I thought that they would. They controlled the majority of the game.
Yep.
One of Minnesota's scores came because you screwed up a reverse where you throw it to Perry and he tries to toss it to either, I can't remember if it was Hill or Whittington. You fumble the ball, you hand him a short field, they kick a field goal in that spot.
Yeah, you were about to be up 21-0.
You were
on
driving
that drive.
To go up 21-0. Yeah. Things just kind of, you know, they went sideways for a second. So that was one of the scores. I have no questions about Oregon's defense, and I have no questions about Oregon's ability to run the football. I just wanted to see their passing offense look great. And Dante Moore, again, without DeCorian Moore and without Gary Bryant, who was out again this week, essentially playing with wide receivers 4, 5, 6 now on the depth chart.
He at least had Sadiq with him.
He did, and he was back this week, and he had maybe his best game in an Oregon uniform. Yep. He set the program record for completion percentage in a game. He was 27 of 30 for 306 yards, averaging 10 yards a throw. He was pushing the ball down the field. He was accurate. That was the only thing that I wanted to see from that game is, can we build confidence in the passing offense going into the last 2 weeks of the season? Because we can all look and laugh at Minnesota and say, well, it's not that good of a win. They're not good on the road, and all of that is true. When you look at the statistical metrics, that's the best defense you're going to play the rest of the year. Their defense this year has been better than USC's, and their defense this year has been better than Washington's. And so just check that box. They check the box, and now we get to figure out where they go in the last 2 weeks of the year.
Yeah, that's good enough for me. I don't have a lot of other stuff to add from the Minnesota game. We talked about the Minnesota fans enjoying the atmosphere. I think the takeaway today to me is more about the game this week. And I think it's just for whatever, however you feel about it, Oregon has largely been handling this USC stuff. on the field. And so this week I get a text on Saturday night from the firm host, Danny Morang, of the Joker meme, and here we go. And I'm like, dude, you barely beat Iowa at home, and you're a better home team, certainly, than you are a road team. And look, maybe I'll be disrespectful a little bit here. It's 8.5. I just...
It's 9.5.
It'd go up to 9.5?
Yeah, the line has gone up. The line has gone up.
Yeah, I think Lincoln's reaction kind of tells me how I should feel about this. He was celebrating like he won the conference. He's jumping up and down, hugging his coaches because he beat Iowa.
He desperately needed that win.
Yeah.
And they were manhandled the entire first half, and it didn't look like they were going to win that game.
It was 21-7, and you're like, they're not going to do this, are they? And they eventually
did. Credit to them for coming back and winning that game.
Absolutely. But I just, there's nothing about USC on the road that makes me feel as excited as I should be about this game. On paper, this is a, hey, two-loss Big Ten team, maybe the final playoff spot for the conference.
Could be
one-loss Big Ten team and two-loss Big Ten team.
The winner of this game could be the final Big Ten team in the playoff, for sure.
It's the playoff, right? And that's what this is about. But USC's recent history against Oregon paired with USC on the road is just... It takes a little out of it, but I know that's not the case for Duck Fan because
it's USC.
The online trash talking is going to be really loud this week.
Well, I think it's a game that is more than just a game, if that makes sense. It's a game for the team that dominated the West Coast forever.
For most people's lives.
For all of our lives. The last team from the West Coast to win a national championship, which is now, 21 years ago when they won their last national championship. So it's been a minute for us out on the West Coast, but, I mean, they were the premier program, and I think every Oregon fan remembers. I'd be curious to see what uniforms they wear this week. It won't be a night game. That was disappointing to find out it was a 12:30 kick. I was hoping it was going to be a 4 o'clock kick on NBC, but we heard last week likely going to be 12:30. This game is more than just about winning and getting a step closer to the college football playoff. It's about reasserting the dominance that you've had over this program for basically 20 years. I think since 1998, Oregon is 12-6 against USC.
Wow.
And that is including that run with Pete Carroll. That's not just, you could, cherry picking. Like, that's not since 1998, man. That's nearly 30 years ago. They're 12-6 against USC. USC right now has the number one recruiting class in the country. I would argue
that's not a talent composite thing, though, isn't it?
They have 35 commits. Yeah. Oregon has 18 commits.
That's
so they have nearly twice as many commits. Oregon's ranking per recruit is significantly better than USC's. So they got a ton of 4-stars and a bunch of 3-stars in the back end of it. But again, this is a recruiting battle team. This is a asserting your dominance on the West Coast. This is a, no disrespect to Washington, who is making some nice inroads in recruiting. You're not recruiting at this level, and it's going to be a long time until you recruit at this level. So it's just it's a chance to reassert who is the powerful program on the West Coast, and they got a chance to do it on Saturday.
To be fair, too, and we have a lot to get to with this throughout the week, like we'll talk with Ryan Abraham at some point. He's a pretty realistic guy who covers USC. Like, yeah, I think you're right, but also I feel like it's kind of been established. This is more for the other team to prove they can still be in the conversation in this regard, isn't it?
Oh, without a doubt. Like, I think the thought of most people going into this game is going to see we'll believe it when we see it.
Right.
Like USC, that was a... Look, I give them a ton of credit. I was ready to fire off all sorts of USC jokes on Saturday. They were dominated for the majority of that first half. They looked lost offensively. Iowa was doing whatever they wanted to at the line of scrimmage.
It was Iowa's football game.
They looked like they were dead in the water, and we've seen USC lose that game so many times. And for them to battle back and find a way to win, and Lemon making all the catches that he did. Dear God, that guy's incredibly talented.
Had some jump balls, huh?
In the pouring rain, like just insane catches, man. He went off and that offense figured it out. So I will give them a ton of credit for winning that game. There's a massive difference between winning at home in the rain against USC and coming on the road to Autzen and what will likely be the loudest environment of the year, because we talked about the Indiana game going in. Mm-hmm. In hindsight, I think there would have been more juice on the game now, knowing that if you were playing Indiana this week and they're undefeated and number two in the country, there'd be a little more juice on that game. But at that time, we were still doing the thing to Indiana of,
they haven't done it.
Do we really believe
it?
Like, that was, you don't have that thought with Oregon and USC. You don't need it. USC could be below 500 coming into this game, and Autzen would be charged up. And so I think it's going to be one of the toughest environments they played in all year. They did not fare well when they went on the road to Notre Dame, and they were losing the majority of the game to Nebraska until Dylan Raiola broke his leg, and the backup quarterback came in, and USC found something and mounted a comeback. And so I think for a lot of people, it's a, we'll believe it when we see it. USC fans are chirping a ton, saying, hey, I thought we couldn't win Big Ten games. I thought we couldn't be physical, and I will give them credit for winning that Iowa game. There's a big difference beating Iowa at home and coming on the road and doing it to Oregon and Autzen.
Yeah, I think they'd say, well, we did it in that weather, though.
You did do it in the weather. Congratulations. Yeah. Guess what? It's going to be Saturday in Eugene.
Mm.
Not supposed to be pretty.
No.
It's supposed to rain. Our guy Pate's coming out, though. We got that. Is.
Well, so is game day.
So is game day.
Game day twice to Eugene in a season. Hasn't happened since
2007, my freshman year at Oregon.
There you go.
That was the only other time it happened. Cal game early in the year. Cam Colvin, who has, you know, been in the headlines for wrong reasons recently, fumbled through the end zone for a touchback and the chance to win the game, and then they came back for the Arizona State game, the game that Dixon got hurt at the end, and they beat Dennis Erickson.
Yeah, well, a lot on this game. Obviously, USC coming to town, it makes the week a lot more fun, I think, especially considering the playoff stuff that's on the line.
A lot of juice on these next two games. It's a fun end of the year for Oregon after Minnesota, and you're like, now you get USC, and then you go on the road.
Well, I want to ask you something about Oregon. You talk about the juice, no juice thing. I want to talk about something with Oregon in regards to what we saw in college football this weekend. We'll get to that. Hour number two, Dirt and Sprague, 105.1 The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
All right, we did a poll question. Duck fans, how nervous are you about the USC game this weekend? Very. The normal amount. Somewhat. Or not much or at all. You can vote at Dern Sprague.
That's a good one. I would say normal. I'm normal.
The normal amount?
I'm nervous for every game. I'm a weirdo.
You were nervous for Minnesota?
Not nervous. I just wanted to see the passing game look good. If the passing game wouldn't have looked good, that would have been a conversation today. If they had been clunky again and Dante Moore threw a pick or took a couple of bad sacks, like that definitely would have been a topic of conversation today.
I was just thinking, like, watching some of the chaos ensue in college football this week and of And this isn't meant as a knock. It's just, I think it's kind of a reality of the way the season's gone. Like, just how much easier it's got to be in this year's version of the Big Ten than this year's version of the SEC.
Yeah, it's right? a totally different ballgame.
If you comp schedules, right, Bama lost, Texas lost, A&M, and I want to get to that.
Ooh, buddy.
Like, all of these teams, even the mediocre to not great teams, are traps where, like, how many Minnesotas exist within the SEC? And Minnesota's a, that's a good team. It's not, like, great. It's not amazing.
The tough part for them is that they didn't get any of the games that would have been quote-unquote upsets. None of them were at home. And Minnesota going on the road, it's just, they're not going to do it. But you tell me, if they get, like, an Indiana at home, could they make the game uncomfortable for a half? Push them a little bit? Maybe. That's the tough part with Minnesota. They're just two very different teams this
year. Yeah, no, but, like, that's kind of my point, though, is, like, you look at, let's use Alabama, since Bama just lost.
Yes, they lost to Oklahoma.
They lost to Oklahoma. They had three turnovers, because that's the story. Special teams and turnovers. That's how they lost the game. They dominated Oklahoma statistically.
Yes. Outgained them by over 200 total yards, I believe.
But if you just, like, comped the schedule, right? If you played the schedule game.
Oh, it's not even close.
And I just, I'm not, again, Oklahoma.
Look at you, SEC Honk Sprague, coming in today.
No. How many
teams do you want to have in the playoff, huh? Texas still alive? Are you going to go Herb Street on me right now? You know, guys, there's a pathway that 9-3 Texas could get in.
I'm saying Oregon. I could say Ohio State, too. Ohio State hasn't. I don't even know what their toughest test by definition would be. So,
what has killed the Big Ten this year more so than anything is Penn State. Penn State crumbling, just it cut the head off of the Big Ten. Not that they needed to win the conference, but they were the only one that was kind of playing everybody. They got Oregon at home. They played Ohio State on the road. Mm-hmm. And they played Indiana. They were going to play everybody. And they were a chance either to be one of those teams that had quality wins that was a tough team to play, or, you know, just be a resume booster for the other teams where you say, man, that's a great win against Penn State. Oregon was the only one who even at the time got any credit for the win. And when they cratered, Ohio State and Indiana don't play each other. Oregon played Indiana, but it was a long time ago, and they don't play Ohio State this year. And so you got this kind of round robin at the top where teams just aren't playing against each other. And then you add in the fact that there's not a lot of depth outside of those two teams. Like, Washington's fine. They're fine at home. They're horrible on the road. Michigan probably should have lost to Northwestern this week, and I don't know what to make of them. I don't think they're great, but also
they're a one-loss conference team.
If they went out, they're probably in the college football playoff, which is weird to say. USC, again, they're better than they were last year, but is USC a legitimate contender? Like, maybe they win this weekend, and they say, oh, look at that, there's USC. But if Oregon goes on the road to Austin and loses by 14, we're all going to say, yep, there's the same old USC, same team we thought they were.
I think that's the tough part, is like Iowa is a respectable program. They're 4-3 in Big Ten play, and that's kind of where I'm just saying is like it doesn't matter if it's Oregon, if it's Indiana, Ohio State.
They needed to win one of those games, Iowa did, in order to get that, like, they were close, but it's like how long are you going to give them benefit of the doubt for close losses?
They're sixth in the Big Ten right now standings. They're tied with Washington, and I'm just saying, like, outside of Oregon, Ohio State, and Indiana, because USC needs to prove it to me. I don't think Michigan's particularly great. I think it's a three-team conference, largely, is my point. Whereas, like, the SEC really might have, like, six or seven teams, or it's just like, week in and week out, it's tough.
Yeah.
Can we talk about how did South Carolina lose? And that comeback, first of all, SEC teams since 2004 were 0-286 when trailing by 27-plus points. And they damn near did it all in just one quarter.
One of the worst collapses I've ever seen. And I don't know how Shane Beamer still has a job with the way that he acted.
I don't know if he's going to have. I think that might just be waiting for the season end, because there's two games left.
Dear God, dude. So end of the first quarter, he does his ESPN interview. They're up 17-3.
I know.
And he comes out high-stepping like Deion Sanders. And that we're not surprised. We beat this team by 24 last year. Nobody in this locker room surprised. At halftime, he said after the game that nobody was gloating or thinking the game was over at halftime. Did you see the video of him running to the locker room at halftime?
I did.
I mean, just arms up, taunting Texas A&M fans. It's 30-3, making fun of him, getting his fan base who was around their tunnel all fired up. Like, he thought the game was over. They all thought the game was over. I think two things can be true. One, we make fun of South Carolina for losing that game. Just how do you blow a 27-point halftime lead? What are we doing?
I told my dad the game was over. I said, the game is over.
You're down by 27. Texas A&M was horrific on offense the entire
first
half.
They were dropping balls, bad passes, missed field goals. I'm like, okay, they don't have it today.
Reed's throwing picks. Like, it just looked ugly. That game is over at halftime. So it's funny to make fun of South Carolina for losing that game. I also think there's a bit of the reaction to me where, yes, you give credit to A&M for a historic comeback, one of the greatest we've ever seen. seen in the history of the sport. They also got some warts, and I think it did allow us a moment to look at their schedule. Go look at who Texas A&M has beaten in the SEC this year.
Well, their Notre Dame game is the game that they
point to. And that's an incredible win, and it's gotten better with time. It's aged like a fine wine.
Oh, yeah.
When you look at the SEC conference standings, I legitimately don't think they've beaten a team in the top seven of the conference. They didn't play Georgia this year. They don't have Alabama on the schedule this year. They didn't play Oklahoma. They have not played Texas yet. They play them in a couple weeks.
So they beat Auburn.
Terrible.
Mississippi State.
Terrible.
Florida.
Terrible.
Arkansas.
Terrible.
LSU.
Terrible.
Missouri.
Terrible.
Missouri's not terrible.
Fine.
Missouri's fine.
Was it starting quarterback or backup quarterback? I can't remember when that game happened. Is it Pribula or was it the backup?
Zollers.
Yeah, so they didn't even get the starting quarterback in the game.
Game post Pribula's.
And they killed him.
Yeah, that kid had 77
And South
yards.
Carolina is terrible.
Yeah.
So they're one of those teams where I don't think that's a scary match. And maybe this ends up aging terribly, and Texas A&M goes on a run. But I don't look at them as like, ooh, undefeated in the SEC. I don't want to play them. They have benefited greatly from the scheduling gauge, which is what's going to happen in mega conferences.
I think the point really when you talk about this stuff is just like it's largely all that, right? Like you're the normal amount of nervous this weekend. But if I go, well, this is why USC is going to win, you're going to counter with why you're confident Oregon will. If I talk about Oregon dominating, your natural fear as a fan is going to kick in and go, well, but, because you don't want to be too, like, chest out.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of the deal with all of them. I think Indiana's gettable.
Oh, they all got vulnerabilities, yeah.
Ohio State might prove to be the only one, but...
Dude, from a gambling perspective, have you seen the odds on them in the title now?
Is it minus money or is
we're
it like
almost
plus
there?
One?
It's like 2-1. I mean, it is. They are in that level of territory
really?
Right now. Yeah,
but there's something about them that feels
they haven't been
gettable.
Tested. They
I
haven't
know.
Been in a close, uncomfortable. Well, I shouldn't say that because week one was, but that was so long. You're talking about Labor Day weekend, the last time they played a game where pucker factor's there in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we also know that Texas is not amazing.
No, they're
not. Georgia not. Are we finally done with that? Can we be
9-3?
That?
Texas has a pathway, according to Kirk Herbstreit.
35-10.
9-3 Texas. Look at that resume, man.
Talk about
the SEC. They had to go on the road to Mississippi State this year.
Yeah, you're right.
That's not a place that you just walk in and get an easy win. Do you know how hard it is to win with cowbells ringing in your ear for four quarters?
Sure.
Put some respect on Texas's name, damn it.
Yeah, my point is like I'm watching A&M. I'm not even freaking out watching them down 27. I go, well, they just don't have it today.
Yeah, just off day.
I'm just kind of assuming a team will lose a game, maybe sans Ohio State at this point.
I thought it was maybe Elko was out celebrating. Getting his contract extension.
News,
he's drinking champagne till 2 o'clock in the morning. Bro, you got a game. Let's go, Elko. Wake up. Wake up. God, fire Shane Beamer now.
Crazy.
Where's Lenora Sellers going to transfer next year? Because he's gone.
You don't think he's going to the NFL?
How would you feel about him right now?
I don't think the record should change.
I'm not saying
it's a prospect.
No, I think he's a good prospect, but it's not
his measurements might be amazing.
His measurements are going to be phenomenal,
yeah.
But there's like him in the second half of that game. And again, his offensive line hasn't been great and his wide receivers have disappointed all year.
Yeah.
So I'm not out on him in any stretch. He does not seem like the runaway freight train that maybe he felt like at the start of the year. I'll be curious how many of these guys end up coming back for another year.
It is a 7:30. We're back with more.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is brought to you by Pelican Brewing, independently brewing on the Oregon coast since 1996. Discover even more flavors from your local coast with Pelican's new craft sodas. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
Who's on the horn here? We got anybody?
Snag somebody? Who'd you reel in? Who'd you find, huh?
I told you, my
got me a Marlin. Reel him in. Reel him in.
Picking it up every day.
Every day, man.
Tired of lifting. Pelican Brewing.
I told you, you could interview me. That was my idea.
I have no interest in doing
it. You don't want to interview me? You don't want to talk to me?
Hey, man, let's talk about that fumble by Perry.
Hey, that was cool. That was cool fumble, man.
Pelican Brewing presents today's Daily Ticker. 5 coastal locations.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, Rockaway Beach is the new one. How about that, huh? Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
That it is, Bob.
Joining us now on the line. I've been excited to get this guest on. For the first time ever in Daily Ticker history, we've got 2 guests on at the same time.
Ooh, we got 2 of them at the same time?
Yes.
What do you got?
Bringing on the Daily Ticker today, Brandon and Andy.
Oh, hello. Long time, first time. First time, long time. Long time, first time? I don't know.
You listen to the show then?
I'm a listener. I'm calling in as a ticker guest, as a listener of the show.
Andy, thanks for being on today.
Yes, it's great to be here. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's been an interesting Monday.
Yeah.
I want to start with this. Did you, we talked a little bit before you got on. We talked about that South Carolina blown lead of 27 points to A&M.
Yeah, your co-host is a real idiot. I'll just tell you that much.
Really?
That guy sucks. Get him out of here.
What did he say that made you upset?
Everything. It's all dumb. The Bears are a Super Bowl contender. He's an idiot. J.J. McCarthy's an MVP candidate. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Get the hell out of here. Guy supports Herbert and he has 81 passing yards. Come on, man.
Somebody, I saw Viking fans on Reddit, like, you know, this whole nine thing is getting odd when you're not playing well.
Yeah, but, you know, missing guys by that wide of a margin. It's not encouraging early for J.J. McCarthy.
I also saw one Michigan Viking fan, saw a combo, and he's like, guys, just calm down. Did this with the beginning of Harbaugh, and then he settled in. It's not. This is the NFL, buddy.
You can't have games in college where you don't throw the football once in the second half and then get you drafted in the top 15. Like, I'm not touching you with a 10-foot pole.
Well, Andy, I didn't bring you on to talk about
McCarthy. About that. Got it.
I brought you on. So we talked about Shane Beamer cocky sniffing the 27-point lead against A&M in Aggieland.
Yes. How about Lenora Sellers trying to scramble on 4th and 16 with the game on the line? Like, bro, it is 4th and 16. 4th and 16. Throw the ball.
It might be in my top five pet peeves of football of any level when it's fourth down and I don't even just get the desperation throw. Whether you miss or you throw a pick, I literally don't care.
No, it doesn't matter.
My dad went to the restroom. He came back and missed that play. Because what happened? I go, well, you missed 4th and 16. Sellers just choosing to delay scramble and then just kind of ran towards the boundary
for 3 yards.
For 3 yards and then get tackled and not even make an effort throw on what was literally their last play of the game when they needed to try to get a first down.
I'd like to help every future quarterback in those situations. If you're ever in that spot, you know what you do? We all played it as kid. 500!
Yeah.
It's all you do.
Yep.
If it's not there, if there's not somebody wide open, you just chuck it up.
I don't care.
Chuck it up just somewhere in the vicinity of the first down marker in case there's a miracle that happens and somebody catches it. You want to make sure you got far enough. That's literally all you got to do.
But a throw versus a no throw and a 2 yard gain on 4th and 16, I don't even care if it's to nobody.
What are we doing?
Okay, at least you did something.
Chuck it up, man.
I don't know if you caught this in real time or if you read about it. I'm assuming, Andy, being on the ticker, you're very well versed to know.
Yes, I read all about it.
Can we talk about how awkward and uncomfortable it was that just a cop decided to shoulder into two football players of South Carolina and then turn and scream at them? I had a real, like, I kind of was hoping Harbor and the DB confronted, like, walked towards him.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't have ended well for him, but I agree with you completely.
Well,
they
So they announced that this guy, I think it was a sheriff.
They relieved him of his game day duties.
I thought they were state troopers.
Trooper, thank you.
Like, if you're allowing a football game to dictate your mood, because at the time, it should be, they were getting killed. That was in the first half.
For Harbor.
It was a touchdown for Harbor, and they were getting smoked at home, and you knew he was in his feels. That sensitive snowflake because his football team was getting murdered in their own stadium.
Also,
and he took it out on those guys in the tunnel.
Yeah, like, why are you walking towards the tunnel when two players who are massive are coming down? Like, wait for them to pass you. So you clearly did that on purpose,
and one
right?
of the players who, I can't remember who it was because it was Harbor, and then there was another player that kind of ran into the tunnel with him.
I think it was a running back.
Might have been a running back. He, like, you could see as the, because everybody did the Zapruder slowdown film of this, like, he's moving his shoulder out of the way.
Oh, no, he like, definitely he's shoulders.
And then the sheriff just gives him the, gives him one of those.
I'm going to give you a take.
That guy should lose his job?
He should lose his job.
Yes, he should.
It shouldn't just be game day duties. If you act that way in a public setting on television,
because
what are you doing when nobody sees what you're doing?
Because your football team's losing? You're going to act that way on national television? I have zero faith that you're a good faith actor in everything you do when the cameras are turned off.
100%.
If that's your personality. Never in a million years. I have stood on the sideline of too many Oregon games to count. Never in a million years have I ever thought, even in the most heartbreaking of losses or embarrassing of losses, I'm going to shoulder another player and then yell at the player as if it's their fault when I'm the one that's walking around in the area that they're playing. And I know it wasn't on the field. It was in the tunnel. He was a little banged up and gimpy running into the tunnel. He did the I don't want to slow down too quickly thing. Just an embarrassing look. And to only relieve him of his game day duties, Sometimes cancel culture stuff goes a little too far. That's like, I don't trust you in the least
no
to be
way.
A police officer or a sheriff if that's the way you're going to act towards innocent football players who have done literally nothing to you other than, at the moment in time, embarrass your football team.
Also going out of their way to not hit you and
yes.
you still shouldering them and then
yes.
scream at
as
them.
If it's
what did
their
you
fault?
Say to them, by the way? Get out of here. They're playing a
what
game,
you
get
moron.
Out of
here. They're on the sideline. They're in your stadium. They're not going anywhere.
Talk about small wiener yeah. energy. That's yeah. what that cop displayed to me. And so, yeah, relieved of his game day duties. I'm like, dude, if you act like that way on the sidelines, on television, you shouldn't. I don't know what you're doing off no. the camera. So
that was almost one of those.
That pissed me off.
You don't have a lot of those moments where we almost all kind of come together, and I feel people of different tribes kind of mounting the same argument.
A lot of tribes in America right now.
A lot of tribes in America right now. You know who went the hardest on him this weekend that I just randomly saw on social media? Chipper Jones was burning this guy.
Dude, I'm
Chipper
with
Jones
Chipper
was
Jones.
All over like, what are we doing? Get fire his ass
Thank
immediately.
You. Thank you.
Like, Chipper Jones? All right. Chipper Jones is on the
You're
cause.
You're supposed to have professionalism, yeah. right? I assume you've gotten that gig because you've had years and years of earning it and having good behavior. Like, I just, that's kind of what I assume. I saw a cop running out of a tunnel with USC this weekend, and he's fist pumping with the Trojans.
I mean, that's like, got to be a dream, like, duty assignment, I would imagine, for a cop, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you're a cop, what is the one thing that you would want to be able to, let me stand on the field next to the coach and go out to midfield, do the handshake thing? I want to be that cop.
Dude, we had an entire movie based around the premise that he was in the job he was in because he shot Derek Jeter yeah. in the leg.
Yeah. He had to be the traffic cop.
The other guys.
You're the
Mark
guy
Wahlberg.
Who shot Derek Jeter.
Right. So
fire that guy.
Fire that guy.
Hey, man, dude, I'm with you 100%.
Thank
that was
you.
An embarrassing look. And it kind of got overshadowed
the
because of the way
didn't
the game
even talk
ended.
About it.
No.
How do you not talk about it?
It went viral on social media, but how do you not see that in the moment and say, wait a minute, did he just do what I think he just did?
I saw it in real yeah. time, and I went, yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
What a POS, man.
Yeah, it got overshadowed because A&M came back and won the game. Had that game kind of gone the way that it was looking like it was going to go, maybe it was a bigger story, but that we all kind of came together as a society on Saturday and said, that guy's a douche. Bag and should lose his job.
Well, today's Daily Ticker. Thank you, Andy, for joining the
You're
show.
You're welcome. You guys have a great rest of your show.
Thanks
for the time today.
Thank you.
I'll see you tomorrow.
That's Andy. You can follow Andy on Twitter at Andy in Andy's Room. God knows what he does in there.
It's weird
but
stuff,
God
man.
Bless him anyway.
I had people telling me they want me to make nachos for the Super Bowl halftime this weekend. I got those tweets. But they
okay.
want my shirt off.
Oh.
Only
can we
dirt?
Get the cut off Tennessee shirt?
Only dirt.
Only dirt.
Dollar? $1. Venmo me a dollar.
You should do the explicit content button where you're doing
Ooh,
the video.
Yeah, but it's... You gotta
so if you want to go watch the
You
video,
are over the age of 18 and you can watch
work.
It.
Not safe for work.
Should
yeah.
I take the cutoff and then just cut the holes out of the nipples? Should I do that one?
That would be... God, that'd be weird.
Don't do that one?
No, because in the chance that you have to pick up your child during the nacho making process,
because
your wife just happens
He'd
to be
start
in the
poking
restroom.
And prodding him. If he sees the nips, he likes poking the nips. He's
yeah.
a nipple poker.
I assume he thinks, you know.
Hey, what's going on here? Anything coming out of this? No,
you
nothing's
got
coming
juice,
out of that.
You got beer? What's
got,
going on?
I got nothing here, man. Maybe a little barbecue sauce, but that's about it.
Today's Daily Ticker brought to you on the fan by Pelican Brewing Company. Born at the beach, online at pelicanbrewing.com. 5 coastal locations now with the addition
Boom.
Of Rockaway Beach. There you go. A lot more to get into. We haven't even talked about the Blazers being 1-4 in a 5-game roadie.
Yeah, it's a rough weekend for them.
Yeah.
Why is Denny jacking up long threes?
I thought you said he was a 1.
I didn't say he was 1. I said he was a 2, actually. Don't put words in my mouth.
I think a 2 makes that strong. I think a 2 hits the rim, at least.
I mean, I don't think he's their problem. I don't think that's the issue here.
Don't get in the way of the narrative.
Did Drew Holiday play yesterday?
No, he did.
He did not.
Calf soreness.
Did Shaden Sharp take 49 shots yesterday?
Ooh, you're going to go against Shaden. I'm going to defend Shaden
Ooh,
today.
Keep chucking?
That's what we call a 1993 MJ special.
Keep chucking, baby.
You don't remember the shot
30
amounts.
Points on 33 shots. You look at the box score at the end of it, and it's not very...
you don't talk about that with MJ. You just say, I remember that 30-point game at the game that I was at.
I mean, baby Kobe did a lot of those.
17 times.
Got to the foul line 17 times, but he was 9 of 28. Like, you're like,
very Cade Cunningham of him. Just keep chucking, baby. Just keep chucking.
Did they need it?
I mean, yeah, they weren't getting an offense from anywhere.
Thank
so,
you.
You know, not a lot of options right
thank
now.
Thank you, Shaden, is what you should be saying.
Thank you, Shaden, for your effort.
We're back with more on the fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business?
With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
So it hasn't been brought up yet, but it's 7:52, and so I got to the game a little later than I wanted to. I had a nice dinner Friday with my dad and stepmom.
Yeah.
And, I show up to the Nelson-Lakeridge game.
It's quarterfinal, state playoffs, baby.
Quarterfinal.
Whoa, things were a little tense to start the game.
Ooh, a little tight.
0-0 halftime.
Scoreless at halftime.
Scoreless first half.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Nelson had the better of field position, but...
Kept blowing it.
Okay. They couldn't finish a drive.
They had gone, was it three times in the red zone? They went
three times in the red zone.
And came up empty.
He pulled a landing on you. Kept going for it on fourth down. Or a Dan Campbell from last night.
Their kicker can hit from the distances they were at, but they had a blocked field goal the previous game, so I think that was in the coach's, the back of his mind.
And the wind was an issue.
Wind was howling pretty good.
Okay, okay.
And then they come out third quarter, they score. They go up again. They went up, what, 21-7 or 21-0,
21-zip in the third quarter.
Ooh, so they started to run away a little bit in the third quarter.
Oh, that was it, buddy.
Yeah, game's over.
Lakers was cut. They were fried. Mentally, they were fried.
Lakers had no offense. The run game was completely shut down, and their passing game was basically, kid's going to throw it as far as he can.
Yeah.
He's going to overthrow the receiver by 15
yards.
Just
chuck one up,
hope
for a miracle.
Third quarter, Lakers was going into the wind, and they kept trying to throw deep balls, and they just go up there and flutter and not get close.
So bad game plan, huh? We're blaming the game plan here.
So the interior of the Nelson lines on both sides. I'm assuming some of those kids played both ways. They had some big kids right in the middle of the line.
They had some big boys.
Some big boys
Nelson
right there.
Nelson might be able to do this year.
Pacers could not run the football. Now, we'll see if that holds up. They get Lake Oswego next.
Yeah.
who has a serious running back in
I saw Wes Lynn got pushed a little bit on Friday night.
They did. They didn't pull it.
They didn't kill Jesuit the way we thought they were going to kill Jesuit.
No, maybe their coach shouldn't be doing the pregame show and trying to coach a playoff game, huh?
He's a little cocky sniffing just coming in.
He's shaking in his boots about these Nelson Hawks.
He was weirdly aggressive on the pregame show, more so than he's ever been.
What do you mean?
Usually he's very, we love Anthony. Anthony's the best.
Should have got him on today and poked fun at
him. Well, we should have,
We got the, his revenge game. They get Central Catholic in the semis.
They do, his former school. He's usually the guy who we ask him, who are you playing on Friday? And then he tells us the team, and then he goes into a long spiel about, you know, they can do, so, you know, he gives you the coach speak of like, you know, they can throw the ball pretty good, and they got this and this and this. And then we just look at him and laugh and like, so you're only going to win 52-0? And he chuckles, and he knows that that's the answer, but he's not willing to acknowledge that publicly. He on the air.
Put it out there publicly.
He on the air Friday was, he was getting aggressive of like, this is what my defense is going to do tonight. We're going to go, like, I think his playing days, he hates Jesuit.
Jesuit played against him. It was his big rival.
Yes. And so he was cocky sniffing a little bit pregame. And then I looked at the score at halftime and I thought,
it took him a while to separate, man.
But the Lions did get, they took care of business.
Nelson got pretty banged up. They lost a lineman in that game and they decided to run their edge rusher on an end round when the game was well in hand. Guess what he did? Hurt his foot. Was seen barely walking after the game. Like, oh, I hope this kid could play, man.
Yeah.
My only controversial takeaway, I had two. One, Lakeridge down 21-7 with like 4 minutes to go on 4th and 10, decided to punt.
In the fourth quarter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was sitting with all the parents. That was not received.
Now, if they would have not gotten it, Nelson would have had it at like Lake Ridge's 20.
But there's 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
The game is.
And you're down by 14.
Yeah.
The game is over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't.
We're all in the stands like, they're really going to punt right now?
Do they not realize that the game is over?
Guess what they didn't do?
They didn't get the ball back?
They didn't win.
Yeah.
So it was a bad decision.
They did get the ball back.
They did.
They did.
But
not enough time. Interesting.
And then the second thing what was the second? Oh. Guess who avoided me post game?
Oh, he didn't want to face you? Didn't want to face the music?
Didn't want to see me at all.
Was he walking around with his Letterman's jacket?
Did you hang around with the crowd or did you leave right
away? Yeah, I went down. No, I went down with and
consoled the nephew.
Yeah, consoled the nephew.
Because there were two.
He was pretty upset.
High school on.
Is he a senior?
Yeah.
Okay, so that was last high school game.
There was a kid on Lake Ridge. Had an uppercut of a Nelson kid, got ejected in this game.
We had a kid get tossed.
I saw the kid that got uppercut and he goes, dude, he'd be pretty good. I'll start. Like, you're such a football bro.
Bro, that would hurt.
Really, parents were not surprised it was that kid.
Oh, really?
He's got a bit of a reputation. Like,
Well, I tried to go find him, but here's the problem. These high school post games now, I don't remember this being a thing when we played, but we're Park Rose.
Sure.
The on-field grouping, it's massive, dude. It's like every family and friend that exists of the players is on the field.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And it was the same for Lake Ridge. So it's you trying to find a family.
Is that just because it's the last game of the year? Is that the way it is every game?
No, pretty much every game.
Really?
Yeah.
You wait. The teams huddle up. They go to opposite ends.
They do their coach
They huddle
thing.
Up. Coach gives
that
a
never
thing.
Happened when I played.
And then
the people waited
then
until we walked
out
the
field.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. We waited for post-locker room to see people.
Sure. Yeah, to go say hi.
But I got to the Lake Ridge grouping of people. And there was too many. I was just saying to our P1 and him.
I was there for a while because I took some pictures of
yeah, and I figured you were doing a nephew thing, and I didn't want to, you know.
No, you should have said so. I was still there.
I don't know if I would have found you is my point. There's too many people.
You need to yell out in your swag voice.
Swag on, going bowling.
You need to give him one of those, man.
Anybody seen Jason?
Jason!
We think.
Where are you?
Did not go well for Lakers.
No.
It was a frustrating way to end the season.
Oh, hell of a run for the nephew. That's a sad night, man.
Is he playing in college? Is this one playing in college?
If he does, he walks on somewhere wherever he goes. But sure. No, he knows.
The thought that it might be over is pretty tough, man.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. I will never forget that night for the rest of my life.
He was pretty emotional.
That's a tough one.
Man, I bawled like a baby my last basketball
Somebody game. Had a great post a week or two ago that I saw, and it was a high school kid who had just played his last game, and he knew he wasn't, you know, he looked like a kind of small, fat lineman or something. And he was like, man, you can play golf till you're 70. You could go play pickup hoops. You could play beer league softball. You could, like, just listing down all the different sports that you can keep playing, but the reality of football is
football. Nope,
it's over.
Yeah, you could go play on Aaron Finchers' grown man rec league team. I got a buddy that's
CTE
on that team.
CTE at 27, you could do that if you want. Or, you know, for the majority of us, that's it for football, and you're not going to play tackle football without insurance when you're 28 years old.
Flag is fun, but flag can never comp what tackle football means.
Yeah, I mean, I played intramural football when I was in college. It was fun, but it's not.
It doesn't feel the same.
It's not the same, man.
All right, we got a lot to get to in the third hour of the program as it rolls on. The Blazers 1-4 on a roadie. More NFL dealings to get to. College football as well. Bama, down goes Bama. Texas loses in blowout fashion. The most predictable thing to happen. Hour number three, Dirt and Sprague on the Fan.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.